Welcome to Heidelberg Meditations on this Thursday of the 26th week in the year of our Lord 2022, as we further study Heidelberg Catechism question and answer 70. Question 70. What is it to be washed with the blood and spirit of Christ? It is to have the forgiveness of sins from God through grace, for the sake of Christ's blood, which he shed for us in his sacrifice on the cross, and also to be renewed by the Holy Spirit and sanctified to be members of Christ, so that we may more and more die unto sin and lead holy and unblameable lives. In confessing that we must be cleansed, washed with the blood of Jesus, as we studied last time, we run into an existential problem. For such blood is temporal. It is a product of Jesus' humanity, and as such, there is a limited physical supply. To say we are washed in his blood cannot then be taken literally. Indeed, even the disciples and those closest to him were not washed with Jesus' actual blood. Thus it is that we confess this washing of blood is an inward washing, not an outward washing, and as such, it is affected by the power of the Holy Spirit. As it is a spiritual undertaking, so the Spirit undertakes to accomplish it in all who believe on the Son. This was prophesied by Ezekiel in Ezekiel 36:25-27, where he says, I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you shall be clean from your uncleanness, and from all your idols I will cleanse you, and I will give you a new heart, and a new spirit I will put within you. And I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh, and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you, and cause you to walk in my statutes, and be careful to obey my rules. The sign of the water points to the inward washing of the Spirit of God with the blood of Jesus Christ. This is part and parcel of the Spirit's mission on earth. As the third member of the Trinity, he strengthens God's people in faith and works in them the benefits of the gospel of Christ, first and foremost by applying the blood of Christ to our souls, that we may be washed whiter than snow, as prophesied by Isaiah in Isaiah 1 verse 18. Come now, let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall become like wool. The irony of this is that our scarlet-red sins that stain us like crimson will be washed whiter than snow with the scarlet-red blood of Jesus Christ, applied to us by his Holy Spirit. For as we learn in Titus 3 verse 5, God has saved us, not because of works done by us in righteousness, but according to his own mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit. We are washed, regenerated, and renewed by the Holy Spirit. And as Paul affirms in 1 Corinthians 6 verse 11, you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. It is the Spirit of God that washes us, sanctifies us, and justifies us in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ with the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ shed for us. Thus it is we can rejoice that we have truly been washed with the blood of Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit, that we might stand before our God forgiven of sin, that we might stand before our God justified, made righteous, that we might stand before our God sanctified. We have been cleansed, our scarlet sins made white as snow, as the Spirit of God within us washes us and renews us, that we might more and more die unto sin, and lead holy and unblameable lives to the glory of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.